The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of January, 2009. Today is Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas, marking the day when the three magi visited Jesus, gave him the gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. January 5th, the eve of Epiphany, is called Twelfth Night. Shakespeare wrote his play Twelfth Night for performance on that night in 1602. And James Joyce's famous short story, The Dead, is set at a party for the feast of the Epiphany. The story that ends, "His soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe, and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead." It's the birthday of Carl Sandburg, born Galesburg, Illinois, 1878, the son of Swedish immigrants August and Clara Johnson, who were aware of too many other Johnsons around, so they changed the family name to Sandburg. Young Carl fought in the Spanish-American War, met a soldier there who'd gone to school at Lombard College in Galesburg, who convinced Sandburg to go there, where he met a professor who encouraged him as a writer. Sandburg traveled around the country performing folk songs, accompanying himself on the guitar and writing poems, and then became the biographer of Abraham Lincoln. It's the birthday of Khalil Gibran, born in Beshari, Lebanon, 1883. Came to this country, to Boston, where he met the publisher Alfred A. Knopf, who was impressed with him and came out with the book The Prophet, which became a huge bestseller in the 1960s, including lines like, "Work is love made visible," and "You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give." And it's the birthday of St. Joan of Arc, born on this day in Domremy, France, in 1412. The daughter of peasants, never learned to read or write, but loved church, loved to go and sit and pray, and when she was 13, she heard the voices of saints telling her to go and help defend France against the British. Here's a poem for today by Roseanne Lloyd, entitled What to Do the First Morning the Sun Comes Back. Find a clean cloth for the kitchen table, the red and blue one you made that cold winter in Montana. Spread out your paper and books. Tune the radio to the jazz station. Look at the bright orange safflowers you found last August. How well they've held their color next to the black spotted cat. Make some egg coffee in honor of all the people above the Arctic Circle. Give thanks to the Sufis who figured out how to brew coffee from the dark, bitter beans. Remark on the joyfulness of your dishes, black and yellow stars. Reminisce with your lover about the history of this kitchen where, between bites of cashew stir-fry, you first kissed each other on the mouth. Now that you're hungry, toast some leftover cornbread. Spread it with real butter, honey from bees that fed on basswood blossoms. The window is frosted over, but the sun's casting an eye over all the books. Open your Spanish book. The season for sleeping is over. The pots and pans, quiet now, let them be. It will be a short day. Sit in the kitchen as long as you can, reading and writing. At sundown, rub a smidgen of butter on the western windowsill to ask the sun, come back again tomorrow. What to Do the First Morning the Sun Comes Back, a poem by Roseanne Lloyd from her collection Because of the Light, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.